Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Morning, Connie.
Morning.
What on earth's wrong with you?
I had a chat with Mike about him getting work.
Oh, I see. How did it go?
Badly. He got really annoyed with me and walked out.
Oh, dear. So, what did he say?
He said I wanted him out because I'd get more money renting the house out to someone else.
Well, you would.
Well, I know that, but I don't want him to leave. I just want him to get a job and pay me some rent, that's all. That's what we agreed.
So, what's he living on, then? Did you ask him that?
Yes, I did.
And what did he say?
Well, that's when he stormed out.
Oh.
Ellen, he was so horrible. He said I was mean. No, it wasn't that. He said... Oh, yes, that's right. He said I was tight. I was so tight with my money that I was able to buy two houses.
Oh, for goodness sake, you're the most generous person I know.
Well, he doesn't think so.
But you bought that house so Mike could live in it.
I know, but I think he's forgotten that. He's now totally convinced that I want him out.
So is he going to move out?
Well, I don't know, but I doubt it.
Look, just text him and say you want to have another chat about it all.
No, he won't want to. I don't think he'll ever speak to me again.
Well, maybe he's gone already.
No, he's definitely there. I saw a light on this morning.
So what are you going to do then?
I don't know. I really don't know what to do.
Jim, have you spoken to Mike recently?
Well, not since last week. Why?
I tried to phone him last night and he didn't pick up.
So have you tried him today?
Yeah, I sent a text this morning.
And?
Nothing. It's odd, isn't it?
No. He'll get back to you when he can. He's just busy with something, that's all. Look, about this open mic.
What about it?
Are you going?
Yeah, I've got to. Kathy's playing.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh?
Yeah. Now, look, I don't want her to make a fool of herself. So tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very good, where would you place Kathy?
About 2, possibly a 3.
Penny, can't you talk her out of it?
Oh, you must be joking. That's all she talks about.
But if she's that bad, it's going to be a disaster.
Look, maybe after going to see the trumpeter, she'll change her mind about doing it.
But I thought you said it might inspire her to get better.
Yeah, but the thing is, she'll never be good in time for this open mic.
Well, would it help if I offered to take her out to dinner somewhere instead?
She won't go, Jim. She's dying to show off her talents.
Oh, it's going to be awful.
People won't boo her, will they?
No, I don't think that will happen.
Gosh, I hope she doesn't get barred from the pub.
Penny, that won't happen either.
Are you sure?
Yeah, look, I'll have a word with Pete and forewarn him.
You can't do that.
I'll have to, Penny. It's only fair on him.
Oh, for goodness sake, who put the cheese away?
I did.
Well, you didn't cover it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And where's the lid for this?
Oh, it's here.
Connie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, are you going to the open mic?
Well, I don't know anything about it. Where and when's it on?
It's on at the Fox, but I don't know the date yet. So, will you go?
No, I doubt it.
Oh, it'll be fun. I'm going to play the ukulele and my friend Alice is going to play the flute.
Are you any good on the ukulele?
Yeah, I'm okay.
And what about Alice?
Oh, yeah, she's very good.
I can't bear it when someone gets up and it's awful and everyone has to sit there and suffer.
Oh, no, I don't think that'll happen. I like open mics because you get a bit of everything.
I like open mic only if people are good at what they do.
Well, maybe you shouldn't go then.
I didn't say I was going.
Have we got many coming?
I don't know. People just turn up. You never know how many you're going to get.
Oh, I see.
So are you doing anything then?
No, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to play the flute.
Oh, that's nice. Do you get nervous beforehand?
Yeah, a little.
And can you read music?
Oh, yeah, I've had lessons and all that.
Oh, it must be nice to play an instrument. And are you any good at it?
I'm okay.
Jim, Mike still hasn't got back to me.
So?
I think something's wrong. This isn't like Mike to ignore my messages.
Okay, look, I'll give him a ring at lunchtime. But I'm sure everything's fine.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Hello, Megan.
Could one of you help me to move a sofa, please? The customer wants to see the back of it.
Oh, right. Yes, I'll come.
Thank you.
I won't be long, Penny.
Isn't it a bit risky having people turn up and performing, not knowing how good they are?
No, I've never seen anyone that's really bad.
But it could happen.
I suppose so.
What would Pete do if they did?
What?
What would he do if someone was so bad they needed to be stopped because they were sending the customers away?
Jill, that simply won't happen. Oh, you're a bundle of joy, aren't you?
I was only asking.
Jim, what did he say?
I couldn't get through.
Oh, I told you, I knew something was wrong.
No, it's not. Crikey, he's obviously busy with something. And he'll phone us later.
And what if he doesn't?
He will. Now stop worrying over nothing. Did you finish the pricing?
Yes, I did. And what did that customer want? Why did they want to see the back of it?
He wanted to see the finish, that's all.
Well, it would go against a wall, won't it?
Well, he still wanted to have a look.
So did he buy it?
Nope. He wants to think about it.
The times I've heard that.
I know. That's what they all say. So, Megan, is that clear or shall I go over it again?
No, that's perfectly clear, thank you.
Right, well, I think we should give it a break now. Would you like a coffee?
Oh, yes, please.
Remind me, do you take sugar?
No, tar.
So tell me, what do you think of the stock rooms?
Oh, I was very impressed how organised they are.
Oh, good.
Yes, and I had a good chat with Tina, and she was telling me that she was the one who redesigned the layout of them.
Oh, did she now?
Yep, and she said that sometimes she's involved with the buying.
Oh, well, I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. She normally doesn't have anything to do with it.
No, well, that's not the impression she gave me.
Oh, well, I did ask her once her opinion about some throws I was ordering. Suppose that's what she meant. But no, on the whole, she's not involved. Here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks.
And what about the rotor? Did you have a look at that?
Yep, it all seems pretty straightforward.
Oh, good.
There is one thing that puzzles me, though.
Oh? What's that?
Tina said that you often have to work away from the shop, is that right?
No, not often. It's only if I have to go on a course or something, but it doesn't happen very often.
Oh, good, because I was a bit worried, because I don't think I'm ready to be left in charge just yet.
Right. I must get going. I need to see if the houses are still standing.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, you never know.
So what do you say to Mike?
I'm not going to say anything.
Well, I think you should.
Nope. I'm going home to have a stiff whiskey and not talk to anyone. The more I think about what he said, the more it hurts.
Oh, Connie, don't dwell on it. It'll get sorted.
Oh, I don't know if it will.
Of course it will. As soon as he gets a job, everything will be fine.
You didn't see his face, Helen. I've never seen him so angry.
Well, that's families for you. Look, if you need to talk, phone me. Please do. Okay? Any time.
Oh, but isn't it Amy's birthday today?
Well, yes, but she's going out, so I'll only be in watching telly.
Well, I'll see, but thanks.
Look, I'll come round and sort him out if you like.
No, it's all right. I think I'll just let things settle for now.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow then.
Yep, bye.
Oh, and good luck.
Thanks. I think I'll need it.
Amy, I'm so glad you like it. I wasn't sure you'd like the colour.
Oh, no, I love it. Thank you.
And I've got you this.
Oh, Alice, it's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Are they real stones?
Of course.
Wow.
Right, well, cheers and happy birthday.
Cheers! Oh, so where's the food? I'm absolutely starving.
So am I.
Do you think we should have ordered extra chips?
Nah, there'll be plenty. You can always have some of mine. Well, you're not having any of mine.
Oh, at last.
Two steaks.
Thank you. Who's that?
That's Jill.
She's a bit grumpy, isn't she?
Oh, she's all right. Gosh, that was quick. She's coming back.
And here's a gammon.
Thank you.
Does she ever smile?
Who, Jill? No, not really.
I bet she's fun to work with.
I told you, she's okay.
So what happened about our company that we were going to start?
Well, that didn't happen, did
Only
it?
Only because we couldn't think of what to do. And the fact that you're going off to uni soon.
Ooh, which one are you going to?
Southampton.
I'm so pleased.
Oh, good. So we'll still see lots of you then.
But you'll have to live at home?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you'd want to move away.
And leave us?
No, leave her mum.
Here you go, Amy. Let me fill you up.
Oh, thanks.
think it'd be great to go to uni.
You wouldn't get in.
I could do retakes.
And what would you study? Alice would study the art of indecision.
Oh, go on, laugh. I don't care. One day I'll be rich and famous.
Really?
Yes. You, Amy, will be a nurse. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a good job. You, Petra, will be married with hundreds of children. And I'll be...
Yes, we're waiting.
I'll be... Oh, I don't know, but I know I won't be working here.
Do you have any idea of what you want to do in the future, Alice?
No, not really. Amy, don't you want those chips?
No.
Oh, can I have them?
Yeah, take as many as you like. Oh, sorry, I have to go see who that is.
Amy, what's wrong?
Oh, it's nothing.
Well, there's obviously something wrong, because of the look on your face.
Look, I've said there's nothing wrong, so just forget it. And will you please take those damn chips away? I don't want them.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.